Okay, Hilchos Iska. By Yud Bey Sifan. So Iska literally means, I think it's translated as transaction. How's the article translate? They don't translate, they call it Iska. Oh yeah. Okay. Business. Okay, business. What did I say? Transactions? Okay, done. Yeah, Ubay. If somebody gives his friend, basically it's talking about you're borrowing money in order to do business with it, and how do you get around interest? Right? So you give money to your friend that he should be busy with it, meaning to do a business with it. And they're gonna split the money. Right? The and both of them are also gonna take a loss. Right? Meaning, I lend somebody money. Why? That's a question. It's not really lending. Instead of lending, what you do is you become business partners. Then you equally split and equally split the gains, and you'll also both take responsibility for the losses. Right? Is that Iska? That's called. The reason why it's Asr is because half of the money is considered a loan to the guy that's borrowing the money. Shariyu because it's his responsibility. Was a revach, he's going to take profits. And Hefzid, and he also has the Hefzid on him. Pikadan, the other half is a Pikadan. He's just watching him. Shariyu because that's really under the responsibility of the one who's giving the money. He's taking the profit from this half, and also the loss from this half. From a kabbal, shumis asik, and the kabbal who's busy, the tereach b'chatzik b'kodan shushayach la'anosim, and he's being matriach himself in half the b'kodan that's shayach to the nosim. Zeu rak b'deish nosim le'asachati. Meaning, the only reason why he's taking responsibility on that half is because he's getting to profit from the other half. Bobby Ribis for us, and that's Mamish Ribis, and it's us. And even though it seems on the surface that they're splitting the profits and they're splitting the losses, so therefore it should be okay. But it's really not, because the only reason why he's willing to take the responsibility is because he's getting a loan. Yesh heter lezeh, and there is a heter in my noisen on the table, is a schar, b'shvila amol, b'tereh, shu. And there is a heter with this. If the noisen gives to the makabel some sort of schar, in order for him to do his work, and then the tircha shu masasik b'chalfa, and for the tircha that is being masasik, yesh liktzos ashiyitim lemiyad b'shas nisinas amar scharoi, and he should give him his money immediately when he starts doing the work. V'day afilu v'davar mu'ud, and it's enough even with the davar mu'ud, which is a dollar. So basically, the way, if anybody's familiar with making a heter iska, so when you make a heter iska, which is essentially you're lending somebody money and the guy's going to pay you interest, but instead of taking the interest, which is awesome, the deraisa, what you do is you write up a contract that you're really splitting the profits. And in lieu of the profits, the lender is just going to take, let's say, 10%, right? In lieu of the profits. And the part of the thing is that you have to make sure that he gives a dollar to the borrower. Like this, the borrower is getting paid for the work that he's doing. And therefore, that's that he's not just doing the work because he's getting a loan, right? So that's what it is. So even though you think you're giving a dollar, what's a dollar, right? Well, he's not really doing the work for the dollar. He's doing the work because he has the loan. It's basically, but that's what Moshe says, that a dollar is enough. That's what most heteriskas have, that you give a dollar, you have to give a dollar over. Well, why did it work? How? Because he's getting paid for doing his work. Now he's not, his payment is not the interest. It's not the loans. It's a regular standard loan, but you're structuring it so that it's a business partnership. But even if it's still a business partnership, it still doesn't work, because it's the only reason why he's taking responsibility to take care of the other guy's half is because he's getting a loan. Right. So now if you pay him for it, so then that's what he's doing it. Even though he's only getting paid a dollar, he would never do something like this for a dollar. So I don't know. What should I tell you? I am not smart enough to fit to know all this stuff. I could talk the talk, but I can't tell you. Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do. Now, the whole point of the Hefter is a different story, whether you should do it. You shouldn't do it. But dollar is not really from the kitzur, it's mashma, it's not a chumra. The kitzur is mashma, that's ikar adin. But you got to give that dollar. If you don't give that dollar, you got a problem. Base, yichanu lahasnos, shaloi, you should make a tanai, shaloi a makabal nemon, like the makabal should not be trusted, loimar, to say shahifsin min akeren, that he's losing the keren. Kiyam al pi edim ksherim, except through edim ksherim. While the revach loi a nemon kiyam b'shvur, and on the prophets, he's only going to be trusted if he makes a shvur. Meaning you can't, we're not just going to leave it up to the guy to tell us, oh, it was a loss. And like, but then we know that all good business transactions end up fighting. So we're trying to avoid that. Right. You can also make a tonight. The Breira is in the miyad of the Makabal, of the one who's Makabal. If he wants, he can give the giver, meaning the lender, this is this amount, for this is what we were talking about before. Instead of his profits. Yeah, it was just the other, then he can do that. And all the additional profit is going to go to the borrower. Right? Meaning that that's the standard at the history. That's proper. Meaning the makabal mastama doesn't want to make a shvur about the profits. Meaning instead of him making a shvur, how much it's going to profit and how much it's not going to profit, he just says, listen, buddy, I'm giving you 10% and leave me out of it. I don't want to know whether it was profit, wasn't profit. Just, and the lender's willing to take it because he doesn't have to worry. You don't have to worry about losses, gains. The borrower is willing to do it because, like this, he doesn't have to make shavuos, right? And then he has to give to the nice one what they made up. That is what we call a heter iska. That's noig between us. And even if the makabel knows that he never profited, or even if he took a loss, he can still give it to the giver. Even though he took a loss, so now he knows when he's giving him more money, he knows it's ribis, right? Still, the enkan shum issa, there's no issa to kimin jayeshul of chi of shvua. Why? Because since he has a chiyuv to swear on the profits or the losses, Yachal lifted us out to remind him in a shvur. A person would much rather pay money than to make a shvur. Right? Solid. Meaning some extra money he's giving. It's called the shvur. No, the shvur, he has to make a shvur. It's going to write that he has to make a shvur. He's going to write that he has to make a shvur. In lieu of making a shvur, he says he's going to pay some money. Oh, that money could be ribis. But it's not ribis, because the reason why he's paying the extra money is not because he got a money for the loan. He's paying the extra money so he doesn't have to make a shvur, which a person is be willing, would be willing to do. Dalit, aval, sheyikna, makabal, but if the makabel will be koine the chelik of profit for a certain amount of money, give him after that, and this and this amount in all situations, there also that is awesome. The makabel needs to have the braver, meaning. Basically, it's not up to the one giving the money. It's up to the one taking the money, right? The borrower, what we're calling the borrower. Hey, nothing like Iska Osman. Let's say he gave him the money for a certain amount of time. And the money stayed with him. Gam Achrazman Apirayin, even after the due date for the loans. Tzorcha Masasik Lutim Loi Revach, and the Masasik needs to give him money. Gam Barasman Shachakach, even for this money. It's after that. He must stomach Nisha Beyoda El Tanai Harishan. Because Mistama, that's in his hands for the Tanai Rishon. We call Maka. Toiv Yosef lift of take. If it's better to write, to put it, to write that immediately, Besoif Hashtar Iska, that in the Shtar Iska, Shin Yishar Ramois, Etel Makabel, that if the Makabel, the acceptor, meaning the borrower, is the money stayed by him, Laf Hazman, after the Zman, Yagam came to Tanai Zeh, it should be in this Tanai. Time 12. Nusl Shtar Iska. Here we go. Here's this. This is the Lushan of the Shtar Iska. Right? Now, when people, I'll just give a little disclaimer for myself. When people ask me about Shtar Iska, I say, just go to one of the websites and print the Shtar Iska and leave me out of it. First of all, I don't know enough about all this stuff. It's complicated. And different types of loans also need different types of Shtar Iska. Right? Okay. Moidani, this is the Lashon, right? This is the terminology. Moidani chasim ata. I'm Moida, the one that's signing on the Banu Shekibalta, liyadim es, Reuven Horowitz, me unga. Sach mea zehubim, ostreich she varhung. Right? He's taking 100 gold Austrian coins, gold coins, as a business, the Torah is galachati shana. For a half a year, miyoyim de lamata, from the day that we're gonna say on the bottom. It's chayavti asatzmi, and I'm chayim myself. Shekol sfeira toiva shetegnira beenai shila yosef proiva larviach for mechuyim and listeners bad sachanal. He says I made myself required to buy with that money whatever it is that I want to buy, right? And hopefully I'll make some money on it. And that is, meaning the money I'm borrowing now is going to come first before I spend my own money. Meaning the priority is going to be on this money that I'm borrowing. And any profit that Hashem is going to give to me from that, half is going to me, half is going to Reb Reuven. And if there's a loss, we're also going to split the losses equally. And immediately after the half a year from the below, the date below, I have to give him his principal and half the profits. And I have no nemanus, I'm not trusted whatsoever to say that there was a loss, unless I have two eidim kshedim. But the revach lo yahani neman rak b'shvua, and on the prophet, I'm not going to be trusted only with the shvua. Ulam tnai haya beinenu, but there's a tnai between us. Shem erzel liten lebaad chelak revach shaloi yud zehuvim, that instead of his profit, I give him 10 gold coins, right? He borrowed 100. So he's giving him 10%. Azai ain lo yalai shum tviya, then he could have no complaints against me ki amoyser shayef li levad, because the profits are going to be shayef to me. Afili yivar shayef harbi revach, even if there's going to be, let's say, 60% profit, I'm only have to give him 10%. Bechol din teres nemonis lebala shtar, and the bala shtar, meaning the borrower, he has all nemonis, af la achras ma peroyen, even after it's paid up. And as long as I don't pay back the money, then it's in my hands, in that iska, and that in the way that we just described. The kibalti star amali, and I'm from the kavu masar for all my work, meaning that's the dollar that we were talking about before. Ungvar potkas shva tofer samed aleph. How do you call it? The tofer samed aleph. What's the takeoff stand for? What? Yeah. Shimon Eisenstein, Befenenu Aiden, Levi, Blaustein, Yehuda, Achberger. These are just names, I guess. The kids are. Maybe there's something that he does in the kids. I don't know. No, I think he's legitimate. So
officially, you're splitting the profits half half for the loss. But then you're switching it to
exactly
what he's getting. So 10.
Yeah.
10% or 10? Yeah, 10%. Yeah. Good. Not 10%. Yeah, it's just buying gold coins. Don't say it's 10%.
He's paying him that extra.
It's not extra, it's in lieu. Yeah, that's what it is. But that's your classic calculator. Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll stop over there, right? That's it. All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Superstar is going on.